Another day's duties, a hot day, 95 degrees, hazy and humid today. It's going to be a hot one. Well, not so bad for the people lined up waiting for their rides this morning. Coming back this afternoon, you'll be schwitzig if you're waiting for a ride. You're reading the paper this morning about all the people that are doing impromptu carpools. Yeah, there's places in Virginia where you can line up. You line up like one of the places on the Long John Silver's restaurant parking lot in Springfield. People line up. Old Keene Mill Road. People just line up, and then other people driving to work with one car will go by the line, pick up, two or three people so they can ride 66. So they can, meet that HOV requirement and just go blasting in. It's pretty neat. And people are just doing it, spontaneously. Like a car will pull up and three people get in the car with them. And they say they wouldn't do it in New York. You know, there's too many weirdos in New York. But here, people just do it. You know, everybody's all dressed up and they look like they're going to work. They got their suits on or their nice little outfits and their pumps, They have their little briefcases. It's great fun. Oh, yeah, I mess with it a little bit when I'm on vacation. I love to pick up people and give them a little scare just to have fun. No, I don't do anything dangerous. I never jeopardize people's lives. Just their minds. See, when I'm on vacation, I never wear a suit, so it's no big deal for me to put one on. I get up about 6 o'clock in the morning, shave, slap on a little aqua velva, put on a 3-piece suit. And then I drive to a butcher store where I pick up a lot of animal guts. Like I'll get a cow's heart. I'll get a lot of intestines and stuff. The butcher throws that stuff out. He's delighted when I give him $5. I get this whole thing of guts. And I put them in the attaché case. And in the glove compartment, I got every knife I own. How in your kitchen you got knives you never use. That set that people gave you when you're mad. Big old butcher knives and stuff. You never think about it. You probably yourself own about 25, 30 knives. So I take them and I just jam every available knife in the glove compartment. And I got that briefcase sitting right next to me on the seat. And I show up at the line where people are doing these impromptu carpools. And I'll roll down the passenger window and I'll cruise along and say, "Hey! Anybody going downtown D.C., Connecticut and them? Connecticut and them?" And then right away, bam, I'll get three people in there like a heartbeat. I'm smiling. Fresh-faced guy, kind of bulky, but reasonably unthreatening looking. "How y'all doing? Come on in. Yeah, I'm going in. Yeah, yeah. Want to make the run? We'll make it together, okay? Yeah, hi. Nice to meet you. Yeah, right, Yeah, name's Nino. Good to see you. Yeah, come on in. Had a nice day, huh? Yeah, I'm going downtown. Where y'all were? Oh, you're an attorney. Yeah. Oh, I'm in public relations. Yeah, I work for Blaum & Associates. Yeah, what do you do? Oh, really? Clerk Typus, huh? Well, usually I get three guys and a girl in there. And we'll be driving along, making small talk till I get on 66. I get that baby up about 60, 65 miles an hour. And then I'll look at each one individually when it's quiet, with my eyes wide and smiling as if to say, they'll start looking at each other. And I'll say, "You know something? I never really meant to kill that woman. Because I just wanted to touch her, but she wouldn't touch me. She wouldn't touch you. You'd touch me if I wanted to, wouldn't you?" And I look at that woman and she's, by the way, she's looking at the other guys in the back seat thinking, "Oh my God. Oh, my God, but we're really long, 60 miles an hour, ain't nobody can do nothing." I said, "You want to see my children? I have nice children." And the woman said, "Yes, I would like to see your children." I'll see the pictures in the glove compartment. And she opens the glove compartment and all those knives fall out of there. She looks at all those blades on the floor. All those blades. Big ones, little ones. I say, "Oh, how did those get in there? They must have still been there from when I went to see Mary Beth. I call Mary Beth on the phone, but she doesn't answer the phone. She doesn't answer since I went to see Mary Beth. I don't know why she doesn't answer. Maybe she doesn't want to talk to me." By this time, the people in the car are totally freaked out. That's when I break out the attaché case. That's when I break out the attaché case. I said, my medicine. I need my medicine. The doctor says I get mean when I don't have my medicine. I need to have my medicine. It's in the briefcase. It's in the briefcase. By the other guys in the back seat say, my God, woman, open that briefcase. Give him his medicine. So she goes, kick. She opens those little flaps on the attaché case. She opens that thing up and sees all those animal guts in there. She goes, my... But now these people are white face. You got to see. You want to see some scared people. When those animal guts go slopping out of the... I mean, these people are white face. Now, I haven't hurt them in any way. Well, I'm just sitting there going, and they got knives all over the floor and there's animal guts spilling all over my car. I tell you what, when I get to the first place I can stop, be it the traffic is backed up or there's a red light or I'm at an... Any time I go about 10 miles an hour, buddy, you see those doors open and everybody takes off in different directions. It is hilarious. A lot of times they go to the bathroom on themselves. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The last time I did it, I came to a stoplight and bam, the doors were open and people were running screaming, my God! They're running... They're running down the road screaming. Except one time this guy, I turned around, there's still a guy sitting in the back seat. I turned around, and the door's open, everybody blasts off, and there's a guy sitting in the middle of the back seat, still sitting in my car. I turned around, I looked at him, I said, how come you didn't run, buddy? He said, because my behind has sucked up too much upholstery, I can't move.
Orange Crush.
And for a female bank robber,